Y'all have been friends how long?
Since like 2018 too, but we recently just got closer, and then we filmed Basketball Wives, so that I feel like trauma bonded us.
Yeah, talk a little.
Grow the fuck up.
They never really grow as humans when they got these other dingbats around them and influencing them. And they're building these bonds with other dingbats, other train wreck dingbats. It just keep them in a cycle of chaos and childishness.
Well, I think the first time that I went on Basketball Wives, I was very like friendly, kind of trying to be liked. And I came back full hijab and just different set of eyes. And I thought maybe I would have a different experience, but it was the same bullshit.
Really? So you regret going on there?
The what? Oh, I don't have any regrets, no. I mean...
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, Brittany, you gotta say that. You gotta say that about everything that happens in your life. So nobody can hold you accountable and you won't hold yourself accountable. No regrets.
I don't think there's anything to be proud about when it comes to, like, checking someone that could be your mother, like, the same age as your mom, but... Old bitches get checked every day, and it's not something to be proud of, but, you know.
I gotta check out the show. I've never seen it. Nah.
You're not missing anything.
Y'all too, that's probably entertaining.
Absolutely not.
For some reason, such a negative connotation of being, like, a baby mama. Like, whether the relationship you were in was super, like, healthy and good, and you had a kid, and you brought a kid into the world, and it was whatever. For some reason, people always take that and run with it.
Yeah.
And a narrative is painted.
They should, man. A baby mama? I mean, yeah, because you weren't a wife. It should be a stigma with that. You know, that's this new age shit. Don't judge me for anything, no matter how degenerate it is. Don't judge me.
How do you guys feel about that, and why do you think that is? I mean, I've felt for you just seeing, like, some of the stuff you've gone through comments-wise, and I haven't known you as long, but I'm sure it's similar. Like, why? Where do you think that negative connotation comes from? And speak on that a little bit.
I feel like ever since my ex and I were together and he posted me, it was like, oh, you're a gold digger.
Bingo.
This is before we even brought Zoe into the world, so I feel like people just think that you're kind of out there for what players can offer you, like financially and just all of that.
Yes, duh.
But my situation, I feel like, is like point maybe like 10% of the league. Like, I knew him before in high school. Like, my situation is very different. So, like, having to deal with that publicly was really hard. I don't understand why fully. Like,
that's,
we
honestly,
get that.
In your situation, like, when you talk about athletes or people that end up having money, it's their dream scenario to, you know, stay with the girl that they went through high school with and grew up with, and that was you're in a Zoe situation, and you know, so I don't know, I don't really understand.
And I was an athlete myself too. Like, I had my own stuff going on. I was a soccer player, he was basketball.
Really, nigga?
Even Brittany had to look down, like, baby, okay, motherfucker who was in NBA, and you talking about, yeah, I played soccer, like, ma'am, stop it. Just fucking stop it.
And your situation's a little different because you met PJ, like, later on, correct? How long have you known him? What was that like?
Yeah, I met him, I think we had started kind of like talking in 2019. So kind of like right before he had got drafted, you know.
You don't find that suspicious. You don't find that suspicious.
The big bad scary gold digging whore.
What a coinky dink. There's really no way for her to make herself not seem like a gold digging predator whore when it comes to the situation with her and PJ Washington. Even the look on her face, she's like, oh, how can I flip this?
So kind of like right before he had got drafted, you know. But let's reverse 1 second, because before we go on to that, because that is whatever. You have made comments.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're asking us about how do we feel being on the other side of it. My question to you is, you have made comments saying that you would never wife someone who has a child with someone in the league. So my question to you is, like, what inspired you to feel that way?
You just saying anything now, ho.
Because you want to get wifed by another motherfucker in the league. Because, I'm going to answer for him. I'm not an NBA player, as y'all know. I mean, I would imagine that world is a pretty small world. I don't think men want to date women with kids, period. But yeah, let alone with somebody in their immediate circle. I mean, that should be pretty self-explanatory, dingbat. And I say dingbat, well, I don't say it respectfully, but look, I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Women aren't this slow. They just try to play slow when they're trying to manipulate you. Like, Brittany Renner may be slow, but she ain't that slow.
Shit.
Yeah.
Basketball player.
Yeah, that's a good question.
We'd love to hear the answer.
What is my connotation? I don't have a negative connotation to it. I think that, you know, my right-hand man, Nicodemus, you've met Little Nick, I think, or you know about Little Nicodemus, the little baby I'm always with, and him and his wife just separated, and Nicodemus has spoken just on the difficulties it brings once you have a child to then, like, move on. Like, it takes a very understanding person to want to take on that role, take on that, and it can get really messy, like, when you're going into life with a woman who has a child, and now you're having to navigate, like, How close are you gonna get with the child? How does the baby daddy feel about you getting close to the child? So I don't have a negative connotation. I feel like for me, because I don't have any kids, it's something that I've always thought I would stay, like, steer away from. But I truly feel like as I've gotten older, I've realized, like.
You ever had a dream that you could do?
Once you meet someone and you're really down for them, then you everything that comes along with them, you can decide if you want to take that on or not. I don't have a negative connotation, like, oh, that person has a child, so they're untouchable, and that's like a negative thing. I just feel like you have to weigh it out. You have to.
Hell no!
He's trying to walk on eggshells. And women can pick up on this when you're trying to walk on eggshells and you stuttering. He kind of stuttering. I mean, that's an easy thing. I don't want to deal with everything that comes along with having a woman who got a kid by a dude in the league. I don't want to have to answer to another man about what I said to his kid. It's just extra drama. I mean, relationships already come with drama. I don't need that extra drama weighing on the relationship.
You're goddamn right.
You have to weigh it out. You have to, because it does, you know, it comes with a lot if you're willing to take that on. So I don't view it negatively. The comments I said about, what comments are you specifically talking about?
I think you're talking about when he said that he wouldn't wipe somebody that was already
doing had talked to an athlete.
Yeah.
I feel like if you've dated, like, publicly, like, a player, it would be hard just because of, I don't know. I just feel like it'd be hard. What do y'all think about that? Do you think I'm curious on y'all's thoughts, because to me, like I said in the comments, like, it would be tough dating someone's old girl and they just always have that, like, over you. Like, I don't know.
It's tough. Like, I feel like.
I could be tripping. It could be like an ego thing or like a.
Insecurity thing.
I don't know. It could be.
I looked at him like he was stupid.
I want a bunch of beta orbiters and sims fawning over me.
It is an insecurity thing, and I'm not ashamed to say I'm insecure about it. Why would I be secure about another man being able to have something to hold over my head? Nigga, you got my old pussy, nigga. Why would the same person feel secure with that?
Next question, please.
No, I, you're right.
I would feel insecure about my woman staying out at a bar till 5 a.m. Why would not? Like, if you don't feel insecure about that, something wrong with you. So this whole using the insecure word to shame people is stupid to me. I feel insecure about giving my social security number to strangers, and I should feel insecure about that. What the fuck?
It could be like an ego thing or like a
insecurity thing.
I don't know. It could be. I don't know. I'm not saying I'm right. That's just how I've always felt, but I'm open to change. I'm not stuck in my ways.
I feel like I see why guys are hesitant with certain girls, because I even see certain girls and I'm like, you make it hard for us women to be taken seriously as, like, you know, mothers versus baby mama or out here.
I mean, you're talking about the lady sitting next to you. Like, the lady sitting next to you is the epitome of making women look bad and making men have a negative connotation towards single mothers and baby mamas. You're looking, she's sitting next to you. And even the look she had, she kind of moved in her seat a little bit, like, oh shit, she's talking about me. Let's see that again. Let's get the likes up.
Could be. I don't know. I'm not saying I'm right. That's just how I've always felt, but I'm open to change. I'm not stuck in my ways.
I feel like I see why guys are hesitant with certain girls, because I even see certain girls and I'm like, you make it hard for us women to be taken seriously as, like, you know, mothers versus baby mama or out here for the wrong thing. So I get that, because I see it and I'm like, you guys are surrounded by it a lot. I just think it's up to you guys to kind of, like, vet those girls out.
I think the bitch got a lot of fucking audacity.
Well, thanks for tuning into today's episodes.
You know what I'm saying? Because it is, I see what you guys are surrounded by too.
Men want pretty bad bitches. But pretty bad bitches aren't good people. So athletes are putting themselves behind the eight ball from the jump. You dealing with bitches who know you a basketball player, know you got money, know you got status and fame. They're not in it for you. They're not going to be in it for you. All these bad bitches who hang around NBA players are shitty people who are bad options to take serious or have kids with. Point fucking blank, period. If I was an NBA player, I would be getting a bitch from a different country who didn't know who the fuck I was. Or I would be getting a bitch from bumfuck Idaho who just genuinely, like, don't care, don't watch sports. Like, I mean, somebody around her watched sports, but you know what I'm saying.
No, not at all.
Because I see it and I'm like, you guys are surrounded by it a lot. I just think it's up to you guys to kind of, like, vet those girls out, you know what I'm saying? Because it is, I see what you guys are surrounded by too. So I understand that part of it. But on the flip side, I just feel like the reason why I have stayed true to myself is because you got to make your private life happy and make sure that whoever's coming into yours in your child's world is adding something.
I agree. So is your, because I've.
So that's, I'm coming as a single ran through baby mama. But my main thing is, what are you adding to our lives? Even though I'm dog shit on the dating market. jumped through hoops to prove that you worthy of me. I ran through single baby mom. Like, oh, man, that's so insulting. Bitch, I'm doing you the favor. I'm a rich basketball player. I don't got to prove nothing. A fucking ran through baby mama who already got a kid by a ball player. You got everything in the world to prove to me. See, the delusion never fucking ends, man. It never fucking ends, man.
I agree with you. Your stance, Brittany, because I've listened to some of your, like, podcasts and, you know, talking to guys and whatever and going back and forth with them. Like, what is your stance on, like, past? Are you, like, once you meet the person, past doesn't really matter? What is your thoughts on that?
I feel like everything someone has encountered up into present day needed to happen. So whatever has taken place, whatever puzzle pieces these relationships have given you, I'm not going to judge anyone for it.
She has no problem attracting men, but the problem is she can't keep a man around because once they realize who she really is, they can't fucking stand her.
Say past behaviors is the best predictor of future behaviors. So that's the dumbest shit you could actually think or say. Oh, whatever happened in the past, that led them to me, so I ain't gonna worry about it. So what if there was a child molester in their past? What if they got a past for putting bitches in comas? I mean, it's just a stupid fucking thing. What if they have a past of being bisexual? Like, it just makes no fucking sense, but she gotta say it. Because this is the finesse she got to run with to try to get some high-value man to fuck with her.
Don't judge me for it.
Don't judge me.
There is nothing about your past
don't touch me, Pa.
That makes you unworthy of love.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, bouncing on 15,000 cocks by the time you was 22. That's what makes you unworthy. And you ain't worth shit.
I'm not going to judge anyone for it. If I don't want someone to judge me for my past, I cannot judge them. And I feel like, of course, I am always going to be very vocal about that group of people that I feel like, you know, if you have had public relationships or you've just lived a very public life like myself, I always found myself going to bat for and being that voice for that.
How convenient is that? Wow. How convenient is fucking that?
I love when they try to make it seem like they're doing something for a noble cause. I'm a voice for people not judging. When I got the worst fucking past that anybody could possibly fucking judge. So conveniently, now I'm an advocate for all people getting judged across the world. Like, a little convenient, ain't it?
Hey, you say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.